You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Tala po, ang online dating ay isang bilyong dolyar industriya, ngunit ayon sa mga professional matchmakers, ito ay mahigit pa para sa mga marunong sumunod sa kanilang mga puso at isip. Ano nga ba ang mga dapat ikonsidera para sa isang bagong relasyon sa mundo ng online? Narito ang ulat ni Amy Chen Yuang na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Ang online dating ay popular sa Australia at patuloy na sumisikat. Sa mahigit 7 milyong walang asawa o mga diborsyong Australiano ayon sa pinakabagong census, ipinagmamalaki ng industriya ng online dating na karamihan sa 4.5 mga Australiano ang bumabalin sa internet upang makahanap ng tamang kapares. Inamin ni Tiffany Villaluz, founder at director ng dating app na Date My Friend, na ang mundo ng internet ay hindi laging ligtas. Sabi niya, ang kanyang app ay tinatanong ang mga kaibigan na patunayan at isulat muna ang tungkol sa sarili bago ibahagi sa buong mundo.
Giving people that sense of confidence that somebody actually has somebody that's willing to vouch for them. It gives them that feeling of genuine people on the side. And it also, for the reason that it's really daunting having to write your own profile. Like a lot of singles, when I was on internet dating, I really struggled with how on earth am I going to describe myself.
Nakatulong sa mahigit 50,000 individual na mga Caucasian at Asians sa nakaraang 3 dekada, ang founder ng Contact AJ at matchmaker na si Catherine Wee ay may pag-alinlangan sa online dating. Sabi niya, marami sa kanyang mga kliyente ang kinailangang humalik sa maraming paraan sa pamamagitan ng online dating bago lumapit sa kanya para sa mga payo.
Online dating, to me, is a play game. In a computer, you know, it's no personal touch. And people use online dating buzz. I have no issue with that. I think people can try. If that's what they wanted, I encourage them. Just, you know, be careful and cautious. Most of the people, they come back to me after they tried a few times. And they say, oh, you know, it's so random. And it's so time consuming. You spend hours, weeks, days, months, some people years on it. It didn't get anywhere, and very emotionally draining. And some people tell me they lost the hope, you know, of finding love because online dating.
Naniniwala din si Wee na ang paghahanap ng kadate ay unang hakbang lamang sa isang masaya at pangmatagalang relasyon na ninanais ng iba.
It's difficult to find the right date to start with, and just imagine, you know, afterwards.
Sa mga napakaraming online scam na inuugnay sa internet dating, nagbabala din si Villaluz na ang mga naghahanap ay dapat mag-ingat pagdating sa pagbibigay ng mga personal na impormasyon, katulad na lamang ng numero ng telepono o mga pinansyal na impormasyon sa mga potensyal na manliligaw.
So they try and get you off the platform straight away so that they are directly communicating with you and it's no longer on a dating platform. Scammers quite often start straight away with finding out about your work, what sort of family you have, you know, whether you have a house, or subtle questions to try to work out whether you've got a little bit of money behind you. Pretty soon they will start to tell you stories about somebody in their family that's sick, that they need to get out of the country because civil unrest. They'll start to tell you straight away what their issues are to start to get your sympathy and your help, basically.
Nagbabala din si Wee na ang kalungkutan ay isang vulnerableng lugar. Matatag din niyang sinabi na ang isang tao ay dapat maghanap ng pag-ibig sa pamamagitan ng pagkilala sa sarili bilang individual.
Majority of the man and woman, they don't have enough in themselves to understand the opposite sex. So for a woman, you need to know what's man like, what's all about, and what they're looking for. You know, men into categories, woman too. So who are you yourself, and what types of man suitable for you? So not many people can analyze that for themselves. Therefore, they fall into wrong types, candidate.
Sinabi naman ng psychotherapist at relationship counselor na si Melissa Ferrari, ang pagiging matatag ay isang bagay na dapat ay buuhin bago harapin ang mga hamon ng paghahanap ng kapare sa buhay. Dahil alam natin na ang pakikipag-date ay komplikado.
Building resilience that rejection may happen, and understanding that quite often that rejection may not be something personal. It may not mean that, you know, the person doesn't find you attractive or that they don't like you. It might just simply mean that for you, the other person, the fit is not good, that the relationship doesn't feel right, or whatever it might be.
Dagdag din ni Ferrari, hindi siya tutol sa mga online dating dahil ito ay maaring magbukas sa mga bagong posibilidad sa mga klase ng tao na maaring piliin kahit na mas nakakatakot para sa mga matanda na hindi ganoong pamilyar sa teknolohiya.
I think it's easier in terms of being able to widen the net a whole lot more. You can meet people that you may not run into in your local community or within your own neighbourhood or within your own job. And so I think it's very good in that respect because you can put out your feelers. You can actually ask more for who you want, and everything set up now around compatibility.
Para naman kay Wee, nakikita niya ang online dating bilang isang laro. Payo niya na pakiramdaman muna kung may totoong chemistry bago magdesisyon, kung ibibigay yung sarili sa modernong panahon kung saan ang oras ay pera.
So you two people meet up, you don't say, oh, okay, I love you, you love me, let's move in, let's get married. It's not like that. So you have to be able to befriend and to be able to, you know, have the attraction physically, mentally, emotionally. So I call the first stage dating casual dating. Then I see there is sparks or possibility to lead to the long term.
Sa mundo ng online kung saan natututo ang lahat kung paano ibenta ang sarili upang mapansin, hikayat ni Melissa Ferrari na subukan ng online dating sa ginhawa na masasala ang mga gusto at di gusto sa isang tao bago sumubok na maging seryoso.
All of those kind of things are great because it does filter all of that out. What we need to remember when you are online dating is that you aren't getting those real nuances of being in the presence of a person and being able to experience how you really feel. Basically, being able to meet somebody more live or in person.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.